The Blessing Obtained, Chapter 17, Genesis 27. Many years passed. Esau became a man and married two wives. It happened more often in those days that men took more than one wife. Abraham also had two wives, Sarah and Hagar. Thus Esau also took two wives. Who were they? Yes, children, it is not necessary for you to know their names, but I will tell you that those two girls were Canaanites, heathen women who worshipped idols. Oh, this grieved Isaac and Rebekah greatly, because they had warned Esau, but he went his own way and would not listen. Jacob also became a man. But he was not married because he had found no women other than heathen women whom he did not want to marry. Isaac and Rebekah were old, and as old people do, they became infirm. They can neither walk nor see well anymore. Nowadays they wear glasses, but in those days they didn't have them, so when Isaac became blind, he couldn't see anything. He sat most of the time in his tent. When he was tired, as he often was, he would lay on his bed for a while. Isaac thought, "I shall not live very long. I will die soon. I would like to bless Esau before I die." One day he called Esau to him and said, "Esau, you must go hunting. Try to shoot a young goat or something else. When you come back, make it ready for me the way I like it, and I will bless you before I die." "But Isaac, you surely know, don't you, that Esau sold his birthright to Jacob? Don't you know that years ago the Lord said that Jacob must receive the blessing?" Yes, Isaac knew it. And yet he wished to bless Esau secretly because he loved him so much since he was the oldest child. Esau should have said to his father, "Father, I am sorry, but I may not receive the blessing. I have sold my birthright for a dish of lentil sauce." But Esau said nothing and thought, "That is fine. I will still have the blessing." He took his bow and arrows and went away. Isaac did not know that Rebekah had heard him talking to Esau. Rebekah frightened exceedingly because now Esau would receive the blessing. That must not happen, for Jacob must have the blessing. "Well, Rebekah, go to Isaac and tell him honestly what you know." Yes, Rebekah should have done this, but she did not. She quickly went to Jacob and said, "Jacob, your father wants to bless Esau secretly, but that must not happen. You must have the blessing. Do you know what you must do? Hurry and run to the pasture and take two kids from among the goats. I will roast them and make a delicious dish from them. Then you must put Esau's clothing on and go to your father, acting as though you were Esau. Then your father will bless you instead of Esau." "Shame on you, Rebekah. Must you go and deceive the old blind Isaac? Are you allowed to do that?" Jacob hesitated to do as his mother had told him to do. He answered, "Mother, I dare not do it, because if father should find it out, he would curse me." But Rebekah reasoned his objection away and said, "Do not be afraid. If that should happen, I will take that curse upon me. Go now, my son." And Jacob went. What a pity! He should have refused by saying, "Mother, I will not do it. I do not want to deceive my old blind father. I am not allowed to do it. The Lord can never command his blessing upon it. But Jacob did it. He went for the kids from among the goats, and his mother prepared them. He put on Esau's clothing. You already know that Esau was covered with hair, but Jacob was not. So what did Rebekah do? She took the skins of these kids and put them on the wrists and neck of Jacob. Then Jacob was covered with hair as Esau was. Look, Jacob goes to the bed upon which Isaac is lying. Father, I have the venison. Eat it and bless me, my father. Isaac could see nothing because he was blind, but he did not trust the voice he heard. Who are you? He asked. Jacob answered, I am Esau, your firstborn, father. How is it that you have returned so quickly, my son? Father, I was no sooner on the way when I had already shot this animal. The Lord has made my way prosperous. Jacob, Jacob, you are doing so much wrong. You are saying that God has helped you, but that is not true, Jacob. Isaac still does not trust the voice. Oh, if he could only see, but that is not possible, for he is blind. Come near and let me touch you, he asks, because he knew that Esau was a hairy man, while Jacob wasn't. Jacob came. Isaac strokes with his trembling hands the hands and neck of Jacob, and sure enough, they're covered with hair. Why? Because Rebekah had put the hairy skins of the kids around Jacob's skin. However, Isaac could not see that. Jacob's heart surely thumped rapidly. If his father should discover his deceit, what then? He shook with fear. But Isaac did not discover the deceit. He shook his gray head sorrowfully. If he could only see for a little while. The voice is Jacob's voice, he mutters softly, but the hands are Esau's. Once more he will ask Jacob directly, Are you my very son Esau? Sound from Isaac's lips. Jacob answers, Yes, father, I am Esau. Oh, Jacob, how dare you lie so? You are much better than he, aren't you, children? But, do you also lie to your father and mother occasionally? Yes? Then you are just as bad as Jacob. After this, Isaac ate the food that Jacob had brought him. He didn't notice that it was no venison, but only a pair of ordinary kids from among the goats. When he was finished with his meal, he asked Jacob if he would give him a kiss, which Jacob did. Because Jacob had Esau's clothing on, Isaac smelled the scent of the fields. This took the last doubt away from Isaac. He spread his hands over the head of the kneeling Jacob and blessed him, with the thought that he is Esau. Solemnly these words sound from the mouth of the old blind Isaac. See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down before thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. Such a splendid blessing! Did you hear it, children? Jacob was placed above his brother Esau. Jacob would not serve Esau, but Esau would serve Jacob. This was the same blessing which God had given to Abraham, and which Abraham had given to Isaac. After Isaac is finished speaking, Jacob rises and goes away. Jacob, you may have the blessing of the firstborn, but by means of lies and deceit. You should never have done that, Jacob. You will bear the bitter consequence of this for the rest of your life. Jacob had scarcely gone when Esau came back from his hunting. He made the food ready for his father and walked in. "Father, I have the venison," he said. "Stand up, eat, and bless me." Isaac heard this voice and frightened exceedingly. "Who are you?" he stammered. "I am Esau, father, your firstborn," Esau answered. Isaac could hardly talk from emotion and fright. "My son," he said softly, "your brother Jacob has just been here. He has deceived me. I have eaten, and I have blessed him." Esau heard these words with horror and gave a loud cry. "Yes, Esau, now you can cry. But did you forget that you sold your birthright to your brother? Did you forget that you even swore to it? You still remember that, don't you?" Yes, Esau knew that very well. But he still wanted to steal the blessing from Jacob. Isaac, his father, also knew this. Now Isaac also feels that he had done wrong by trying to secretly bless Esau. He knew better, but he still had tried to do it. However, he had not been successful. Jacob had deceived him and received the blessing. Yet Isaac will not change the blessing into a curse. Just listen. "I have blessed Jacob," he says to Esau, "and he shall be blessed." Esau hears the decided tone in the voice of his father and bursts into weeping. "Father," he screams, "father, bless me, even me also." Then Esau also received a blessing. Let us listen. "Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck." Really, there was no blessing. Certainly, he would receive earthly blessings, but he did not receive the heavenly blessing. He would have to serve his brother. This came to pass later when the nation of the Edomites, who came forth from Esau, served the Israelites time and time again. We will hear more about this later, children. Esau hated Jacob because of this blessing. We never read that he was sorry that he had sold his birthright. We only read of hatred. "Yet it is your own fault, Esau. A dish of lentil sauce was worth more to you than the heavenly eternal blessing. You will not receive the blessing now." After this, Esau goes away, furious at Jacob. "But wait," he mumbles threateningly, "wait until father is dead. Then I will kill him. Then I will murder him." It seems as if one of the servants of Isaac had heard this, and he quickly told Rebekah, "Rebekah, Esau wants to murder Jacob." Oh, Rebekah, frightened, What must she do now? She realized that Esau actually would do it. She stands still for a little while. Something must be done. She must protect Jacob. But how? All at once she knows what to do. Jacob must go away. He must flee. Then Esau cannot kill him. She calls, "Jacob, come here." Jacob comes. "Jacob, you must flee as quickly as possible, for Esau wants to kill you." "But where must I go?" he asks in horror. "Do you know what? Go to the country where my relatives live, to Mesopotamia. Flee to my brother, to Laban, and remain with him for a while." She then goes to Isaac and says, "Isaac, you know that I have so much grief from the two heathen wives of Esau. Jacob must not marry such a heathen woman. He should go to my brother and get a wife from there. Don't you think this would be good?" "Yes," Isaac answers, "I think it is best." He calls Jacob to him. Did Jacob ask for forgiveness? We do not know, but we do read that Isaac again blessed Jacob and sent him away. Jacob took leave of his mother, whom he loved so dearly, and left immediately. It was necessary. Rebekah watched him go with tears in her eyes. How empty and quiet it would be in the tent without Jacob. This is the consequence of your deceit, Rebekah. Oh, you should never have done it. The Lord would have seen to it that Jacob would have received the blessing. But Rebekah had not asked the Lord if he would prevent Esau from receiving the blessing. No, she had worked it out herself. She must now part with her child, whom she loved so dearly. She would never see him again upon earth.